Om Shanti. Today is 9th of April 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is may you become flawless and experience your life to be as invaluable as a diamond by having thoughts of the original self, Swachintan, and by spinning the discus of self-realization, Swadarshan. In order to experience your life to be as invaluable as a diamond, constantly have thoughts of your original self, Swachintan, and be a spinner of the discus of self-realization, Swadarshan, Chakradhari, because there are only two things that create flaws in a diamond. First, looking at others, Paradarshan. Second, thinking about others, Parachintan. In the color of that company, these two things create flaws in a clean diamond, and this is why we have to finish this main seed and have thoughts of the original self, spin the discus of self-realization, and there cannot then be any dust or marks on the diamond. You will then become a flawless true diamond, a sparkling invaluable diamond. So Baba is saying there are two things that are creating flaws in the diamond. What are those two things? First is para chintan and para darshan, looking at others and thinking about others. Looking at others, their flaws, their faults, their failings, their imperfections, thinking about them. This process itself creates a subtle negativity, a subtle feeling of hatred, a subtle negative vibes within us, and those vibes then spread out. So, looking at others, thinking about others, when you see other and he is having some fault and he is having some imperfection and he is struggling with some sanskar, and you think and you start thinking, oh, he has not got rid of this sanskar even after 30 years. So that creates a little negativity for that person. This vibrations of negativity, they spread very fast in this Brahmin family. What is happening to him is a different thing, but what is happening to me is more important than anything else. Baba is saying to do Swachintan, think of the original self, see yourself, Swadarshan, spin this discus of self-realization always. Seeing oneself and thinking of oneself is one side, and another is seeing others and thinking of others. So, if somebody is not getting that internal stage of bliss, peace, purity, gradually the attention goes out. Why somebody is interested in others? This is a very important thing to understand. Why we are interested in ourselves less, but we are interested in seeing others more. All the attention is going outside, while the soul is inside, hungry, thirsty for your attention, while we are all focused outside. So all this outside is actually the cause of our real disturbance. We are engaged in thinking what the other person is doing, thinking, saying about me, and we never know what other person is, because there are 100 shades of every personality. Any person who is acting in a particular manner, in the morning he is acting this way, in the afternoon he is acting in a different way, by evening he is acting in a different manner. Can we really know other person? Husband and wife stay together whole life, but can they guarantee that they know each other? If they stay with each other for 40 years, can they say that I know my wife, or wife says that I know my husband fully? No. Because every personality has more than 100 shades. There are so many things, and every person is growing. What the person was yesterday, he is not today. What he was 10 years back is not today. is growing. Every day there is a growth. Every day there is a growth. So you can't say that this person is like this because you had a bad experience with that person, that's why he is like that. No, things are changing. And when we are, that's why what Baba is saying, you are when you think of others or when you see others, in fact you are getting colored by his thoughts, his thinking, his attitudes. So the best thing is stop this outside business. Turn within. Here there is a fountain of bliss. But when the attraction is all outside, person doesn't taste the internal bliss and happiness. When you see others, their thoughts as if that is dust that gets accumulated on the mirror of your mind. And so difficult it is then to remove that dust, that dirt. So, come inside, come within, and that is the best thing. There's a very beautiful story in the life of Dale Carnegie. He was one of the greatest authors, writer, or self-help guru, motivational speaker in America. All those books like How to Win Friends and Influence People or Positive Thinking, many things he wrote. Speech, How to Give Speech, Public Speaking, many books are there. He had given a speech on Abraham Lincoln once. Okay. He had written one book also on Abraham Lincoln, The Unknown Life, The Unknown Abraham Lincoln. So once he had given a speech on Abraham Lincoln, and after the speech, he received a letter from one lady, and that lady accused him that whatever you have said is wrong. You did not collect the facts. Whatever information you gave is incorrect. You should have done research before speaking on public. Now it has been broadcasted all over the America. You spoke on this radio. You don't understand, you don't have the sense that before speaking you should be thoughtful. You should do complete research. And you have spoken many wrong things about him. So Dale Carnegie, when he received that letter, he was furious. He said, how dare this lady to comment on my speech like that? And he also wrote a very furious letter, full of poison. A powerful letter to her. Because she gave such a scathing remark, so he also wrote a very powerful letter, full of poison. But it was late night. So he said, I will post the letter tomorrow morning. So he kept the letter inside. Okay, below the pillow. Next morning he got up to post the letter. And when he wrote, he said, oh, this is too much. I should be little less harsh or less severe. So he wrote another letter. He said, this was less severe. But then he thought, within 12 hours, I have made this change. My feelings have got reduced. So he said, let me try for next 12 hours. Wait, I will not post. So he waited for 12 more hours. And then again he wrote another letter. He said, let me try for 12 more hours. So 7 days he writes 7 letters to that lady. And the 7th letter, the last letter on the 7th day was, he writes, I am so much thankful to you. I am so much grateful to you that you wrote a letter. Because of you, I could correct my mistake. You are really right that I did not do complete research on Abraham Lincoln. I should have done the research and then only I should have written the letter. And in future also, if suppose I make any mistake, please feel free to come and correct me. That was the last letter he wrote. The first letter was dangerous and poisonous. Immediately which was written. Immediately. Somebody said something to you, a message has come, somebody has abused you, and immediately hands are so, you know, you do type. Whenever you receive online abuse, treatment is silence. Don't answer immediately. Silence, distance, calmness. And then later on that lady came to him and they were friends for the whole life. See, this is what happens. So one learns. This is what is Swachintan and Swadarshan. Earlier, on the very first date, he thought about her to teach her a lesson, tit for tat. But then, wait. Don't give immediate. Swachintan and Swadarshan. Wait, calm. You know, and that's why in anger, one of the technique is counting. Postpone things. Postpone your anger. They tell to count number 1, 2, 3 or 100, 99. Postpone anger. But it can have a reverse effect also. There was one daddy and he told his son Munna ki if you get angry, because that Munna was such a thing, he used to fight with all the children of the neighborhood and he would beat them up. So that father taught him, daddy told him, whenever you get angry and before you beat anybody, other children, start counting 90, 100, 99, 98, 97, like that. So once it happened that the daddy saw Munna is sitting on somebody's chest and he's about to beat him. So he says, "Arey Munna, I told you, na, before you hit somebody, before you beat somebody, you must count number." So he said, "That's what I am doing." Because once I finish counting, otherwise he will escape. Then I will teach him a lesson. Once I finish 100, then I will teach him a lesson. Otherwise, he will run away. So this is a reverse effect. So give time to yourself. Don't act impulsively, thoughtlessly. Have some time. Swachintan and Swadarshan. Because the moment you enter into that arena of Paradarshan and Parachintan, disturbance. Because what decisions you take, then they are not your decision actually. That is not real you. That is somebody else. A feigned personality, a pseudo personality, a made up personality, not the real you. Your real you is somebody else. Actually, we are all behaving like a split personality, schizophrenics, in one way. Because what we are, we don't show. And what we show, we are not. Inside, we are something else. Outside, we are showing off. So, to bring about the alignment in this, what we think, what we speak, and what we do, this is what is the goal. Alignment in all the three things. There should be alignment in thinking, speaking and doing these three things. And they will come only with Swadarshan. Self-checking, self-analysis, soul-searching, navel-gazing, whatever you call it. So Baba is saying Paradarshan and Parachintan, this is dhool. This is dust. This is dirt, mail. When these two things are there, this diamond, sorry, I will make good diamond, this is better, the diamond will shine, otherwise diamond will not shine. Diamond should shine. So this is the dust, Parachintan and Paradarshan, dust and dirt. So long as this dust is there, it will not happen. You know, this Dale Carnegie, I was reading yesterday. Once he was sitting in British Library, though he was from America, he was sitting in London and he was hearing some talks on Abraham Lincoln, which was being broadcasted every Saturday or Sunday. And whilst listening to those talks, he felt that I should know this person, Abraham Lincoln. And he investigated his life and he started researching. And then one day he started writing every day on Abraham Lincoln. And then one day he thought, I must write a book on Abraham Lincoln. So that was a very good thought. But then it occurred to him that I cannot know Abraham Lincoln unless and until I visit all the places where Abraham Lincoln was there. What was his childhood? As a child, what happened to Abraham Lincoln? As a young, what happened to him? So many failures, what happened to him? So he burnt everything, all those he had written about Abraham Lincoln, he burnt everything. And then he started visiting those places where Abraham Lincoln lived. Whatever Abraham Lincoln went through, he went through all of those. He studied it, thought of it, and then sitting in those places, he wrote all those things again. And that's why that book is there, Unknown Life of Abraham Lincoln, or Unknown Abraham Lincoln. That's a book written, one of the best book on the life of Abraham Lincoln. Because that book was written by this author, Dale Carnegie, with so much involvement. He wanted to know what was the greatness of Abraham Lincoln, why he was so great. And he really explored his life. And he was this person who got received a letter from that lady. You do not know anything. So he, instead of telling that lady, "Kisi, I did all this research," he did self-checking, swachintan, swadarshan, for 7 days. And what was the result? He got a lifelong good friend. Otherwise, she would have turned enemy. Very next day. Then she would have written another letter. Then he would have written this, nowadays, online battle. Earlier, battles and wars used to be fought outside, in the Kurukshetra, in the bigger places. Now they are fought on the social media. There's a huge war going on in social media, even greater than all the wars that were ever fought since Copper Age. There are bigger wars going on between political parties and many things. So, cut off all this and come back to the self. Think of the original self, Swadarshan. Think and see oneself. Swadarshan. So this is today's homework. Om Shanti.